Okay, today is Monday, October 22nd, 2001. The time is currently 16:46 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson, 2238, and I'm talking with... ...in the living room at her residence. This interview is regarding the officer-involved shooting incident on October 13, 2001. The report number for this incident is 2001-91028. Now that I've signed on to my tape recorder and gotten all the preliminaries out of the way.
I don't know them.
You don't know them?
I do not know them.
What do you know about them?
That they were renting the house from Adrian, a neighbor of mine.
Okay. Prior to the incident on October 13th, had you ever been told of any problems that Jackie and Thomas were experiencing in their marriage?
I was told through my sister.
And your sister being Lisa Gere?
Yes.
What had Lisa told you?
She had talked to Jackie every day. Jackie would come over and speak with her. And she would just fill me in when I was home. That, you know, Tom would do this to her, had done this to her, or had threatened her.
Okay. And had you ever seen any injuries on Jackie personally?
No, because I really haven't spent a lot of time with her to see them. She usually just walks the dog by, we say hi, and she keeps going.
Okay, have you ever had any conversations prior to October 13th with Jackie?
Maybe just conversation of hi, you know, how are you?
Okay.
How's Kimberly? That just quick thing.
Kimberly's her daughter.
Correct.
Okay. So it would be safe for me to say that you really didn't have much of a friendship with Jackie and Thomas, more of an acquaintance.
Complete acquaintance, okay. No friendship at all.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do, and I can give you a moment if you need, is I'd like to go back to October 13th, and that was last Saturday, so we can, I guess, almost 2 days ago. Do you remember that day rather vividly, or are some of the memories forgetful for you?
Some of them are, I believe, are probably fading a little bit.
Okay.
But the beginning of it, yeah, that part I remember.
Let's start off with, what time during the day did all these series of events begin to unfold?
Either probably around like 4:45 or 5-ish, something around that.
In the afternoon?
Yeah, later in the afternoon.
Where were you when all this started, and what did you see?
I was in the driveway with
your residence?
Here at the house.
And your residence is 10264.
Correct. Yeah, and we were washing our cars. My husband was pressure washing all three cars, and so my kids were out front on their scooters and skateboards playing out front.
So it was you and your husband and your two children, a
in
little boy and a little girl. And how old is your little boy?
5.
And your little girl?
Is 7.
Okay. While you guys are outside washing the car, what did you see?
I saw Lisa talking to Jackie.
Where at?
Up by the street where Pat's truck is right now.
Okay.
Right at the sidewalk.
Okay, right at the sidewalk.
Correct. And they were talking, and Lisa was hugging her, and Jackie was crying. And then Lisa walked her inside the house. And then a few, several minutes later, I guess, whatever, the police showed up.
Were you still outside washing the car during this time?
We were out there for a while.
Where did the police officers park their patrol units?
Across the street.
Okay, and how many were there? How many deputies were there? Two?
I saw the two deputies. I don't know if there was two cars.
Okay.
I know I saw one across the street. I can't be sure if there was one or two.
But you were sure there are two deputies?
I saw two deputies.
Okay.
One was talking to Lisa, one was talking to Jackie.
Okay, what happened next?
After they were done talking with Lisa and Jackie, they started across the street, across Montgomery, to Jackie's house.
And that was... And did you see them go to that residence?
Yes, I did.
And where did they go to at that residence?
The front door.
And what did they do at the front door?
I can't see past that because there's that inlet here. I just saw them go to the front door.
Could you hear them saying anything, deputies saying?
No. I wasn't, my husband had the pressure washer going, I didn't.
Did you see the deputies go inside the house?
No, I think I turned my head watching the kids.
Okay. What happened next that you remember?
I remember seeing the officers kind of like walking, but run, like a run walk or whatever, a little bit backwards. And then I saw them with their guns drawn.
Okay, when you saw them doing this run slash walk backwards, where were they coming from?
The front yard, and they were crossing Montgomery.
So they were actually walking backwards, the
right.
officers?
Right, yeah.
And what were they doing at that point?
Well, the Tom had a knife at his chest, and they were just walking backwards.
Was Thomas in front of them, or was Thomas behind them?
No, they would be. He'd be in front of him, and they are walking backwards,
okay.
pointing at them.
So, just so I can understand this, the two deputies are walking backwards, and
correct.
They're walking across Montgomery Road.
Correct.
And Thomas is in front of them,
right.
walking from 990 towards them.
Correct.
And you said he had a knife. And where was that knife at?
Pointed at his chest.
And can you describe the knife?
It looks like a kitchen knife.
How long?
It would be like a preparing knife. I wouldn't know without going and looking at my
okay.
knife. I'm not that
Could
good.
You give me an estimate on how big the knife was?
I don't know, how many inches is that?
Well, you're using your fingers to indicate somewhere about, would it be accurate for me to say 1 foot in length?
I don't know if that's a foot. I truly don't know.
Okay. So, but using your fingers, it was a rather long knife.
It was a long, yeah, it was a, yeah.
Okay. Could you hear Thomas saying anything to the deputies?
No. I heard the deputies say, drop it, and then, but before this, as Tom stepped foot on the sidewalk, and the deputies were now in my dad's front yard, one deputy was on the sidewalk, the other one was in the grass. And at that point is when I looked across the street. I'm trying to get my kids in my house, and I saw the neighborhood child scootering, and that's when I was grabbing my kids and trying to come in here to dial 911 because I didn't want that kid getting hurt.
So were you able to grab your children and bring them inside your house?
Yeah, slowly, because they were up on the sidewalk up here ahead of us, so I had to gather them. But I stopped, I was getting them over here. They I heard them say, drop it, and then Lisa, from inside her kitchen, said, Tom, no, Tom, don't do this, stop. And he stopped. And he actually loosened up around his chest. It was like he was relaxing. You could see his arm start relaxing.
But he still had the knife pointed
at
himself.
Yeah, but it was starting to relax, and then the cop said, something to the fact, he was saying something to Lisa. I can't say for sure if it was don't say anything or stop or whatever. He had said something to her, and then Tom just kept coming.
Where was he coming toward?
Towards coming down the sidewalk, I believe.
Towards your residence?
No, towards my dad's front door.
Okay, when you say the sidewalk, are you talking the sidewalk in front of the street, or are you talking the walkway that leads from the sidewalk to his front door?
He was still walking up the sidewalk at this time.
And was this when you were gathering your children?
Correct, and I brought them in the house, and then now I'm on the phone to 911, and they were asking me questions and
okay. Was
and all
Ken
that
still
stuff.
Outside the house?
Ken was still outside because we have a safety on our garage door, mm-hmm. and we had the hose and the pressure, so the door wasn't closing.
Okay.
So he was out there, and I'm sure trying to make sure my dad's okay. And then he finally got the door to go down.
Okay.
And then at that time, I had my kids back in the bedroom, in Kayla's room, and I said, you know, stay in there. But then I went out front.
Was this before or after you called 911?
This is during. All
during
of this was during.
Call
I called 911.
Were you on the phone with the 911 operator
yes.
when you went out front?
I was out front, I was looking, and I was also talking to my kids at the same time. So I had the dispatcher, and then I was talking to my children, keeping them back there, whatever, at that time.
When you say you went out front, did you go out your front door,
yes,
which faces Flores?
I wanted to make sure that he wasn't coming at my house.
Okay.
But I also wanted to make sure my dad was okay.
I understand.
I wanted to make sure he was in the, you know, I just had to make sure he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I saw them aiming their guns down by the front door.
The deputies?
And I did not, at that point, put my eyes on Tom.
Okay. So it was the deputies aiming their weapons
Correct.
At the front door? Okay.
Around the front door area. And then...
Was Tom at the front door?
I can't say.
Okay.
And then at that time, I came back in.
Okay.
And then I reached my daughter's bedroom, and I heard 3 shots.
Where is your daughter's bedroom? Is it the...
Last bedroom on the right.
So it is the southeast bedroom, the corner room in the southeast side.
Only you
so
would know
on
that.
This side of the house, the south side,
right.
And it's the one all the way at the end.
Correct.
So it's the southeast side.
Okay.
And you, what did you hear when you got in that room?
I was talking with my daughter, and then I heard 3 shots.
Okay. What happened next?
My daughter thought they had shot Grandpa, so I'm trying to console her and told her that it was a stranger.
Okay. What else happened?
My husband came running in the house. He was outside. My husband comes running in the house. Get down, get on the floor, here he comes.
Okay, and where did your husband come into the house?
The front door.
Then what happened?
He did whatever he was gonna, I don't know. I was in the bedroom with my children. And then, I did start coming out here, and he said...
Out here to the living room?
To this doorway, my entry.
Oh, the front door.
And he said, my husband was saying, he's still walking, he's up. And I guess at that time, it's whatever he did over there. Came forward. And then, And then the next thing I know is I'm still trying to calm my daughter down. And then I heard 11 shots.
Were you off the phone at this time?
No, I was still on the phone.
Okay. And the 11 shots that you heard, where did they come from?
From...
Was there anything else that happened next?
I'm sorry. I did look out my front door after the 3 shots. We thought it was over. And I saw several officers in the front yard. And that was it. And then I just shut the door. And then I was in there with my daughter. Because at that time, I'm sure my husband was with me.
The officers that were in front of the house when you saw them, how many were there at the time that you looked outside and saw them?
It was a glance. I would say at least 4, 5. I wasn't counting, but there were several.
And did you hear them saying anything to Thomas?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to see anything.
Okay.
Turned my head and walked back in the house.
Did you see them do anything to Thomas?
No, I saw them with their guns drawn. And I'm sure they're talking to him. I mean, they're not just going to ignore him. But, and then as I came in, my daughter came out the hallway. We were still by her room, and then we heard the 11 shots. So we assumed it would have to be over by then.
Okay.
So then I was just talking to the 911. I need to go make sure my dad's okay. That's what I was afraid of. So.
You were pointing to your heart. So
yeah,
you were afraid your dad might have a heart attack.
Yeah, I was afraid with all the stress that, you know. This would definitely take a toll on him, so I wanted to make sure he was okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
And the time is 16:59.